let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, it's a holiday drive-through at Santa's Village in Dundee with 3 million lights synchronized to holiday music, also including some hot chocolate, funnel cakes, and some Santa photo ops. And we'll talk about that more. Jason Serpian, he's the man behind it all and joins us on the map. Happy holidays, Jason. How are you?
Happy holidays to you too, Dave. How are you?
Santa's Village, a magical Christmas. Now, I've done it myself in years past. It's fun for kids at any age, including the adults, isn't it, Jason?
Oh, for sure. We see people of all ages here, whether it's the kids or even a lot of older folks come on out and have a good time, enjoy the lights. We've got the photo ops at the end. We've got a nice little food area. We've got the ultimate coolest snowless tube slide that the kids just absolutely love.
Yeah, so tell folks exactly how this is structured. I mean, technically, you're kind of driving through the park, the Santa's Village, the amusement park.
Yeah, it starts out, we've got a queue line out front, and then we start to kind of meander about a half mile, a little over a half mile throughout the park itself. We say it's about 3 million lights. I think it's a lot more than that, but at that point, you kind of start to lose
track. Stop counting.
I only have so many fingers and toes, so I can only get so far.
Right.
We do have a zillion lights out there, and yeah, you just kind of meander your way through the park, and then at the end, you can hop out at the in the parking lot. Come on up to the Food and Photo Festival and a bunch of photo ops. We've also got our snowless tube slide. We've even got some animatronic shows this year as well.
Very cool. I know when you first drummed this up, I thought, well, this is pretty cool. Yeah, you're not going on any rides, but you kind of get the amusement park, you know, in winter storage, so to speak. But like you get this beautiful, beautiful experience. And I always get turned around at the end. Like by the time we get to where you can park and get out of the car and grab yourself a hot chocolate, it's very, very, it's a very, very cool experience. Now, how do you get to see Santa? Where is he in this and all this?
Oh my goodness, I think I forgot to mention Santa.
Santa
is at
Santa.
The end, so I know. So you get out at the end in the Food and Photo Festival area, which is actually around our water park area. We actually have Santa's house down there, and folks can get in line and have a visit, a personal visit with Santa.
Very, very cool. Now, to do all this, you got to go online at santasvillagedundee.com to buy tickets. You're not selling tickets there, so even if you're in line, you can buy tickets while you're in line if you go online and do it, but it has to be in advance.
It does, because you pick your time slot that you want and the date that you want, and we ask that folks come in within a half hour of their time slot, and you just set up with a little bit of a queue line, and we've got a show actually in the queue line this year, which is pretty cool, and then you just come on in, you drive through. It takes about 12 to 15 minutes, depending upon how fast you go, and we suggest you take your time because there's lots to see. And you meander throughout the park, and yes, it's in its winter storage, which is kind of a weird sight to see, but you drive through, you tune your radio to 104.1, and you get to listen to all this cool music playing with lights synchronized to the music, plus extra little light shows, and like I said, then you get down to the Food and Photo Festival, and all kind of stuff happening down there.
That's very, very cool. Again, Santa's Village in Dundee. Now, that's through the 29th of December. And I also saw that the Polar Dome, you know, and you've kind of slowly reopened this extended arms of the park over the years, but the Polar Dome, it's coming back in 2025.
It is, yes. Out of hibernation, we're bringing the Polar Dome back. A huge project for us. We've been working on it nonstop for quite a while. We've got maybe about another month or so left, and then we'll be announcing kind of a soft opening for a short season. January, we're hoping, through April, and then reopening for a full season starting in September of 25.
Yeah, tell folks what the Polar Dome is all about if they haven't seen it before.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing's been here forever, right? It was built in the early 60s, opened as an indoor ice skating rink, was the largest inflatable dome in the country, I believe, at that time.
Wow. Yeah.
And then once upon a time, that actually did not work out well, so now it's a regular roof building.
Yes.
And we've got our Alpine room in there, which is a nice little restaurant that's been in there. We've got a concession stand. We'll have an open skating schedule, all kinds of different lessons. Hockey programs, figure skating show, all kinds of awesome ice skating fun.
Very, very cool. Now, if you need some stocking stuffers and holiday gifts, you can get season passes. They can be purchased online, too, because what a great treat to think about summer in the cold winter months is to stuff a stocking or give a gift of Santa's Village.
We literally have thousands of grandparents that reach out to us and give out season passes of stocking stuffers. You could also do gift cards, which works just as well. And we also have our big 12 days of Christmas sale that starts this month. You have to follow us on Facebook for that, at Santa's Village Dundee for the Facebook page. And then also, anybody wanting more information on the Polar Dome, it's polardomedundee.com.
Now, this is the 65th anniversary this year of Santa's Village. Tell folks a little bit about the history and how you got involved in it, Jason.
Ooh, long story. We've got to make that short and non-boring. So Santa's Village opened up in 1959 and just kind of grew over the years. Have seen tens of millions of visitors over the years. It had closed for a short little while in the early 2000s. We reopened it in 2010 in a soft opening, and then kind of really started ramping things up starting in 2011. In 2019, which was technically set up for 2020, unfortunately with COVID, we opened the water park then in 2021, and we've been adding water activities to that ever since. We've got our four-lane racer slide that opens this upcoming season in 25, and we also have Jingle Bell Bay, which is a kiddie area, in 2025 as well. And then we also have three new rides coming in for 2025 also. Lots of stuff happening here at Santa's Village.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and you worked there as a kid, which has really come full circle for you and your family. And what I find really cool is when I go to that park, you know, people can go to amusement parks, they go to carnivals and so forth. It is so clean. It is still so pristine. You maintain the rides so well. And again, you've got some of the classic rides from the original Santa's Village. You have classic rides from Kiddyland that was up in Melrose Park. You've got a little bit of everything for everyone. So if you're a kid at heart, Santa's Village is the place to be. Santa'sVillageDundee.com, again, is where you can find it all. Stocking stuffers, tickets for the magical Christmas, information about the Polar Dome, and more. Jason, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I'll see you out there.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dave. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you.
All right, Mike Toomey from the WGN Morning News has his Christmas comedy show tomorrow. He's got a New Year's show coming up, and we'll talk to Mike after a look at your roads with Mary Vandeveld.